Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. My guest today is my dear friend, Lizbeth Calandrino, and she's going to tell everybody her story and her success. So, Liz, you and I have known each other for a number of years, and it's been a wonderful journey talking with you and doing stuff with you. And I got to say right off the bat, you host the best parties. So tell everybody a little bit about who you are and your success story.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, you just did say that I host the best parties, and I just wanted to say something about that because I think that's part of what I consider success is that when I have a party, I try to think about people who will do well together. In other words, people who I think would like to meet other people, people who have things in common. And I learned that from my dad. My dad was in the construction business. And, you know, he carted me around when I was 5 years old because I couldn't go to school. I was too young for school. So I went with him everywhere. And in those days, you know, you could go any place. Like I could go to my father went to the bars for lunch. So I could go to the bars and have lunch. And now you couldn't do that. But I used to go everywhere with him, with his customers' houses, and he'd plan a party. And I learned that one of the most important things that you can be if you want to be in business is social. Mm-hmm. And now that's even more important than ever, Cynthia, because the social that you used to do face-to-face, which you still do and need to do, can also
right.
be carried online, right? So we can continue our conversations all 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I consider that to be one of the things that I really am good at and that I can teach other people how to be, but it really requires that you, again, think about what other people can get from each other. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, they say, wow, you gave a wonderful party. Well, you know, I didn't really do anything but connect you with people that I thought you would like.
Right, right. So you think the new Facebook page that we created, Women Who Inspire, you think it's going to be the same concept where women from everywhere can get together, network, and learn from each other? Do you think ultimately, do you see that as the concept?
Well, I asked the question, what do people want to get? And there were several the same interests. There were a couple of people wanted to learn how to network, how to get business. And in my mind, yes, we should be doing things online. And also
mm-hmm.
we should be doing things offline. In other words, if I could do a Saturday morning seminar or something like that, or any day, you know, an
mm-hmm.
hour, a couple of hours with, you know, we get enough people around this area in the Albany area, or maybe
mm-hmm.
I do a webinar for you online, and we host a webinar on the site. Those are the kind of things I think we can do that really can help women, you know,
mm-hmm.
Get what they want, you know, again, which is to meet other people, figure out how to get business. Maybe it's a problem they're solving. I find that on a lot of sites that what people really want is to solve problems. They are more interested in that than almost anything. Like they'll say, I have this problem today, and they'll get a ton
right.
of people that answer it. They seem to like that much better than getting information because, you know, if you've got 150 people and you've got this problem. I remember when I had my heating problem, remember? I had no heat, and I put that up online, and, you know, before I know it, I had somebody that was out of the past 20 years who called and helped my friend who was the engineer to figure out how to get my gas burner working. So
you've been
– go ahead.
Okay.
I
you
think,
have been You've been interested in business, and you've considered your entrepreneur, being an entrepreneur for many years. And you were very young when you decided, I like business. So tell us about what sparked you to have this interest in business and entrepreneurship, and how has it worked over the years?
Well, hanging out with my father, and of course, my father was in the construction business, and of course, that was a long, long time ago, and he had the people who worked for him, his subcontractors were my uncle. So my uncle had an electrician, a plumber, a cabinet maker, and a bricklayer. He already had his crew together. And so I learned a lot of things from them. My father would tell me things like, you know, it's really important to understand the people that work for you and to treat them well, because without them, you really don't have a business. I mean, my one uncle was married to, actually, he was an uncle-in-law, and he was married to my father's sister. And my father, he told me one time, he said, you know, Anna always wants Joe home at a certain hour, and I make sure Joe gets home. And so I laughed at that, because he said, you know, because if Anna's mad at him, they'll have a big fight, and he'll drink too much, and he won't be in the next day. So
Wow.
I kind of learned those things, and, you know, I went into an industry that was very male-dominated. The floor covering industry, when I went in, which was in the 70s, I mean, I can't believe that was 40, 50 years ago. There weren't that many women. Now, in my family, there were plenty of women that had businesses. It must be that everybody had to work. I don't care if you had children or not. My aunt worked in a hat factory, and then she decided to quit and open a restaurant. I have no idea why, but she did, and she was very successful. I mean, a restaurant that seated 250 people. So there was her, and then there was, of course, my grandfather, who was in the fruit business. And so I learned about setting up fruit stands. I learned from my grandmother, who, of course, was out there working with my grandfather. And then I had another aunt who decided to go into she was in the campground business. She had these magnificent campgrounds. But all of these people were, first of all, they had a ton of energy. And I guess I got that from my family. They had a ton of energy. They worked from early morning to late at night. They were full of interesting ideas. Like, nobody ever said in my family, that's a stupid idea. I never heard that, Cynthia. They might laugh if you said something, but nobody ever said, oh, I can't believe that you think that's going to work. Because I think in those days, there wasn't much out there. And so you tried something, and if it worked, it worked. If it didn't work, you went to the next thing. And really, that's, you know, one way to become successful at anything is you got to fail. I mean, because if you don't fail, it means you're not trying, Cynthia. And people are afraid to fail. And they're afraid of what people think of them. And, oh, my gosh, what will I look like? Well, I grew up in a family that you had to go do something. So I think that that's one of the things that helped me. And again, I dealt with all of these men. I dealt with my father and all my uncles. And, you know, every so often he would tell me to go out and tell Uncle Ray what he'd done wrong or something. And I'd go, what, Daddy? He said, well, go tell Uncle Ray that he needs to fix this because he didn't do it right. And, well, I just went out and did it. I mean, I never thought about that he was uncle or aunt. So I never really saw like a distinction. I know that may sound strange, but I always worked in situations where what I had to do was important. When I went into the floor covering business and with my sister and another partner, we developed 7 stores. We did that for 14 years. We had hundreds of employees. And I just knew that I had to do these things. And so I did it. And again, I found there were real differences in how men and women handle situations. And I just learned from that. You know, men were, and most times they had seemed to have a lot more, not enthusiasm, but, you know, they just did stuff. they had, you know, it was almost like they'd already done it before, and they kind of never worried about what people thought about them, and they just got things done. And so I learned from that, you know, that there are certain instances where you just got to get things done, and you don't have to worry about whether somebody else knows the answer. Nobody knows the answer, and you're in charge. And so
now, do you think that something that's holding a lot of people back is that fear of failure?
Yeah, I think that people don't realize that failure is really how we learn. And if you go back in and you look at Bill Gates and you look at all these people and we say, oh, my God, they became an overnight success. Yeah, it took them 20 years, 30 years to become an overnight success. And they had to fail because they had to try many things to see if they worked. I mean, not everything that I did with my sister, you know, was a hit every time. I mean, there were things that we did. We went into the rug business. We had our own custom area rug business. And that was a great idea and cost us a lot of money. And the things were beautiful, but they didn't sell that well. And they were just different, very different. And so we learned some things for that. And then we went on to the next thing. But we, you know, it was just a question of we'll try it. And I think people are afraid. They want guarantees. There's no guarantee, mm-hmm. Cynthia. There's no guarantee whether you're going to fail or you're going to have success. And they're not guaranteed forever. So you can have a successful business now, and it might be good for 5-10 years. And then all of a sudden, that's what's happening to a lot of business people. Times have changed. How customers get information has changed. And you've got to be right there. Otherwise, your success is not going to make it. So success involves continual change and a way of looking at the world as if the world has answers for you. You know, you've got to be looking for things and looking for people. That's why when you said the party thing, uh-huh. I always find I bring in people who are different. And there's a lot to be learned from people who don't think like you. Now, most people don't like that. They're always looking for people who are just like them. Well,
right.
You don't get from people who are just like you. I always say this. When somebody tells me something and I start feeling really uncomfortable or I say, uh-oh, I don't believe that, I always say to myself, okay, Liz, this is where you need to be quiet because this is where you're going to learn something. You don't learn from people who are just like you. All you do is substantiate your own ideas. And your ideas could be wrong, for heaven's sakes. So the real thing is to be able to go around people that are different and just bite your tongue and go, you know, and they tell you, I think you ought to do this. Instead of getting your back up because you don't want to do it, you say, you know what? I'll take that under consideration. And you're off the hook. And you write it down. You can throw the paper on your out on the way out the door. But the point
so
is
over
that
the years, over the years,
yes.
Women's role in society has been changing. From your perspective, when you first started as a young woman today, can you describe what you see as the evolution?
Well, you know, some ways, there are some things that really haven't changed. I mean, women still have children. Once you have children,
right.
That puts you in a different perspective of what you can do with your life. I mean, can you really have a career, a whole big fat career, and raise a bunch of children? It's kind of hard. Unless, of course, you've got somebody who wants to stay home or you have enough money to have somebody take care of your children. So I think that some of that hasn't changed. I think one thing that women need to pay attention to is their education. And to get their education somehow or another, I don't care if they've got kids, I don't care what they're doing, but sometimes they put off their education until their kids are grown. So if you wait till your kids are 20 years old, you're already 20 years behind in what's going on in the world. And I think that's one place where women need to pay a lot of attention, that they need to try to find ways to keep themselves current. Even if they're not going to work, they've got to go to school, they've got to take a class here and there, they've got to belong to organizations where they can learn things. I think that putting your education on hold is a big mistake in people's lives in general. Waiting for the right time, you know, the right time to go to school when everything is perfect. You know, nothing is ever perfect for, and if it is, it's not perfect for very long, is what I figure in my experience. So I just think that's the part for women, that we have to keep learning and we have to keep trying. We have to look at different things.
You're an extrovert. You're not afraid to approach somebody, to talk to somebody, to sell something to somebody. So from your perspective, a lot of people are afraid to ask, whether it be some for a service or anything. What do you say to people who are afraid to ask? And do you think more and more women are overcoming this fear?
I have this thought that I have in my mind all the time. It may not be true, but this is my theory. I believe that everybody likes me. Now, people say, well, you know, no, but that's what I believe. Now, if I believe that's true, then when I approach you, I approach you in a way that I'm friendly, that I'm thinking about you. I might say to you, wow, that what you're wearing is really great looking. But I believe that if I approach you that way, that you're going to feel that in our transaction. I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to be open. And so for the most part, you're probably going to like me right off the bat too. So that's the first thing. And the other thing is that I have a solution for you. You know, if you've got a problem, my job is to figure out some solutions for you. So I figure I'm the solution person. I'm the person that likes you, and I have your good interests at heart. That's the other thing. I always try to see myself as the person who is helpful and can find you something that you need. Like if you got something you need to fix, I'm always trying to figure out, can I help you with that? So I don't think it's about me. My encounters with people is about them. And so I have to find a way to make them comfortable. I think in networking, people get upset because they don't know people and they go, oh my God, will they like me? What should I say to them to make me like me? But if you think about it, everybody's there for the same thing. And most people are uncomfortable. So I always think my job is just to make you comfortable. I ask you questions about yourself. What are the kind of things you do? Maybe there's something we can laugh about right off the bat. Maybe there's something. But I believe that's how it works. I go into a crowd of people and I go, wow, look at all these people. I like them all. I like them all. They all like me. And we're going to get something done if we need to. And that's my theory.
Do you think networking is a skill, a developed skill, or do you think it comes natural?
I believe you can develop it, but you may have to get over something. You may have to change how you see. Like I just said to you, I believe when I go there that everybody, I want to meet everybody and they want to meet me. Now, that's not arrogance. That's just a way for me to look at other people in the world. That our connection is good for both of us. So I have to find out who you are and what you need. And I don't even necessarily have to tell you who I am or what I need. I just have to make you feel comfortable. And eventually, if there's anything there, you're going to say to me, oh, tell me, what do you do? You know, so I think that networking is a couple of things. One is you have to understand the process and where it starts and what you think about. First of all, you got to get your your own head in the right place. Then you got to figure out that it doesn't stop after we meet each other, that it continues. They say it takes, I'm trying to think, did I see that it takes 50 hours to build a friendship? I thought that was really interesting. Like, I've got to connect with you for at least 50 hours for us to have any kind of a relationship. Now, I don't know if that's true, but it just doesn't happen because we met each other, said hello, and say, you know what? We should get together for coffee, and we never do. You have to work at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can teach that to people, but, you know, they've got to understand, like, do you really want to do this? And you have to understand the premise of how it works.
Hmm. So, you know, we're talking about specifics, but why don't you talk a little bit about yourself? You talked about when you were a kid. What do you do now? And how do what you do now, how can that be an inspiration to other women?
And I think 2009, you know, I had been in several businesses before 2009. And 2009 for a lot of people was like awakening. And in 2009, all the people that I did a lot of consulting for, they weren't doing very much work because they were all scared. And so I had to go out and I had to make some changes. And I had no idea really what to do, Cynthia. I don't know. So I went online. I heard a woman talk about her book on public access TV. I watched her. I said, oh, my God, she's terrific. I need to call her. I called her and I said, you're terrific. I went and bought her book and she was delighted. And so I talked to her and she said, you need to write a book. There's nothing better than writing a book. And I had no idea how to write a book. And I said, okay, I'm going to go write a book. I took a course in how to write a book in 60 days. And so through the years here, I've changed. But basically, I can help people make changes in their business and their lives. It's really about change and how to get through change. Because businesses survive because people can change. The good, the people that I deal with out there that call me are the ones that really have open minds because they know what I'm going to tell them is probably uncomfortable because they know me. And you have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to decide, take in new ideas. They can be your own new ideas, but my job is to help you come up with your ideas, set some goals, and keep your feet to the fire so that you get it done. I mean, I do coaching for businesses, and the thing is that I always say to them, you know, if you don't really want this, when it feels like I want it more than you do, then I can't help you anymore. So that's what I can do for people. I mean, I've had several businesses. I get how they work. And I also have a sense about how people work. So I can help overcome some of the things that people have that get in the way of them moving forward. And oftentimes, that's as important as any of the goals that they have, is helping them figure out what's in their way. And that is really one of my skills.
So, Liz, and our final moments, you've been talking about the services that you could provide. If somebody needs to contact you, how can they do so?
Well, they can go to my website. You know, my first name, I know you're going to write this, Cynthia, is Lisbeth, L-I-S-B-E-T-H. Calandrino is my last name. And if you just put that in your browser, you can go to my website. I write a lot of blogs on business and success, and I do one for the Albany Times Union. So there's lots of ways that you can find me there. Also, I'd like to start doing some small workshops, Cynthia. And by the way, I think you starting the Facebook page that you did on Women Who Inspire, I think is a really great idea. You know, we just have to really stay on track and realize what we're there for. But I think this is a great way for us to, you know, connect and build something.
So in the closing moments, Liz, do you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Let's see. Final thoughts. It's really sunny out today. And that's the other thing. I don't know. I meditate, by the way. I learned transcendental meditation 4 or 5 years ago from a dear friend in Iowa. And that has been very valuable to me. You know, I go to yoga when I can. Right now I have a bad shoulder. And so I think staying positive or understanding what is in your way is the most important thing that can happen to you. We need to know where we want to go and then what's in the way.
Liz, thank you so much. Your story is an inspiration to other people. So you have been listening to Lizbeth Calandrino on Women Who Inspire. And if you like our podcast and radio show, like us on Facebook, Women Who Inspire. Liz, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.